Lackawanna, New York, where the six suspects come from, is a blue-collar suburb south of Buffalo. A large, tight-knit Yemeni community has been there for nearly 8 decades. The news of the arrest and charges against the men has rocked the town, leaving residents bewildered and anxious. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
There's a certain faded beauty here, just a hint of when the nearby steel mills were running full speed and the town was prosperous. Now it's a depressed, poverty-stricken area where nothing much happens. All that changed on Friday when police and FBI agents raided the homes of 5 men accused of operating an active terrorist cell of Al-Qaeda on American soil. Today, residents learned the FBI has charged a 6th man, Mukhtar Al-Bakri, in Bahrain. Even though the government says Al-Bakri has admitted taking training with Al-Qaeda, his brother, who would only identify himself as A.L., says he thinks Al-Bakri was set up.
I raised him up and I know him like I know my son. So somehow someone blew him up and said, this guy has been this and that and there. He's going to Afghanistan or whatever. I know my brother.
That sense of disbelief permeates this community in a poor area of town, heavily populated with people of Yemeni descent and African Americans. The suspects all live within blocks of each other. It's a close-knit neighborhood where kids play pickup basketball in the narrow streets after school, and neighbors socialize on the sidewalks and stoops. The suspects were raised here in western New York, and friends say their culture was a blend of their Yemeni heritage and American 20-something. But the center of their lives was their religion. At the only mosque, residents have been besieged by reporters from all over the world. The arrests have thrown a harsh spotlight on this community. The attention is unwanted, and many Yemenis don't know how to deal with it. Mohammed Albana, the vice president of the American Muslim Council of Western New York, says residents are still just trying to digest the news about their neighbors, the men they thought they knew.
The first 24 hours, a lot of people thought it was a dream and it wasn't reality. But, you know, now it's hitting home. And I think we are very apprehensive as a community, because this one was a shock to all of us.
There's a fear that there would be a backlash against the Yemeni community because of the arrests. A resident who would only identify himself as Mo says relations with the wider community of Lackawanna were already strained after the September 11th terrorist attacks.
I mean, everybody's going to look at the community there. They're all together. That's sometimes it's hurt everybody, you know. When somebody did something wrong, affect everybody.
Already the arrests have created tension among the neighbors. School board officials called a meeting to discuss security for the Yemeni students. Some non-Yemeni residents say they feel betrayed. And Damian Bobbitt says he's going to keep a close eye on the Muslim community.
They're going to feel like they're being, you know, it's like racism, you know what I'm saying? But man, you got to watch them. That's all. You got to watch. You got to watch. And you got to watch and you got to be ready, because if they had stuff there, who knows where else they got stuff like this.
Along with the increasing number of reporters and police activity, there's an air of uncertainty about what's going on and what could happen next. Lackawanna Mayor John Kuriak says town officials are going to have to work hard to keep the panic at bay.
You know, you just hope. You know, some of the rumors that have been out there that they were targeting the basilica or there was tunnels between homes. That's the last thing we need, is the rumor mill going. You know, it just whips it up more and more.
There's already more police cars patrolling the narrow streets of the neighborhood around the mosque. So far, there's been no trouble. But Mayor Kuriak says he wouldn't be surprised if there were more arrests and has asked the federal government for more security. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Lackawanna, New York.